Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it is your first time watching, go ahead and hit the like button.
Hey, live on the Sunday. Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. Listen, man, it is Sunday. And I know I'm early for Sunday. I was not supposed to be here. I didn't expect to be here at this time. I got a little busy during the week. I messed up my schedule. My High Rocks race is actually today. It'll be later on this evening. I thought I was part of the Saturday crew, but I got that completely wrong.
Nope.
So I kind of just, I had my day clear. I kind of just took the day to relax. I got a lot done. So I kind of needed that day. So here we are. But anyway, man, that's why I'm here early today. But I'm not going to let that stop the episode.
Nope.
But anyway, just for y'all wondering, because I know y'all going to be in the comments asking. But if this is your first time watching, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You're probably wondering why you need to hit the like button, because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the dopest, the coldest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. My return is hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. I know it's going to be a lot of y'all because I'm not on my regular time today. But I appreciate y'all regardless, man. So listen, bro. I'm going to just do the comments first, because this one right here is going to take over the podcast. That's what kind of day it is. What's up, Wicked Scorpion? Hit the overhead press, 245. Shout out to you, bro. Good work. Shout out to you, big dog. Indian Dolly, live on a Sunday. Thank you, Marsha. Appreciate you. Live on a Sunday. Yeah, Jenny, I just explained. My High Rocks is today, so I didn't do it yesterday. Tony Scorpio said, all right. Hey, listen, man. Before I get started.
Let him cook.
So I did a post yesterday. Not sure if y'all saw it, but basically it was I don't have that much time, so we're not even going to view the post. Y'all going to see some of it. But I responded to a trainer who said he's a fat personal trainer, and I said there's no room in the industry for that. I said that's ridiculous. Trainers need to have a certain standard and need to be in some form of shape. Not saying you got to be the best looking six-pack all year, because that's not me, you know? I'm not the best looking dude out here, pause. Right, I don't have a six pack all year, but you need to look like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He works out. Now, when I say that, not once did I ever say you should not be knowledgeable. I've spent thousands of dollars on certifications. I've traveled to different cities to get certifications in the past. Right, I have years of experience, so this isn't coming from somewhere just because I'm fit. I know what I'm talking about. Of course, I had to put the work in to become knowledgeable. I do this podcast every day. I've learned on this podcast. I've had guests come on this podcast of all tax brackets and backgrounds. So listen, y'all coming on here disagreeing with me like I'm just the stupid black dude and white people. I love when y'all do this, because y'all really act like I'm just the dumb ninja with braids and tattoos. But don't get it twisted. And I don't like pulling a race car, but it is what it is. So let's check out this guy here responding to my post. And it's absolutely ridiculous, man. Where is that? Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button.
I understand there's plus size models and plus size everything else,
What we not about to have is plus size personal trainers. No, sir. This is not body inclusivity. You just including more calories. In a profession where we are life changers, we need to be held to a certain standard. And if that standard is being at a certain fitness level and not looking sloppy and not labeling yourself as a fat personal trainer, that's not.
The post, the guy called himself a fat personal trainer. That is utterly ridiculous.
Toxic. Would you call a lawyer toxic for expecting another lawyer to know the law? Would you expect a doctor
to be
called toxic if they expected another doctor to understand medicine?
Those analogies make no sense.
Those analogies make a lot of sense, but I'm going to let him continue.
A fit and shredded personal trainer.
Nowhere did I say shredded. Nowhere in that post did I say shredded.
Can be a fucking moron as well.
They can be a moron, and so can a fat personal trainer. What are y'all talking about, bruh? I know I want y'all to watch the post, but why are you associating fit with being a moron? I never once said that trainers should have no type of background or education and just walk in and start training people. I never once said that.
Look, I've already came at so many people with this argument, so
bring it on. I'm not them.
I'm getting.
I'm not them. Oh my bad. I'm not them, brother.
Let him cook.
Fatigue with it, so I'm just gonna break this down.
Let's get it.
You say that trainers have to be held to a certain standard.
Absolutely.
What standard is that? You mean the trainers that are in plus size people's comment sections who are working on themselves, putting them down and calling them fat shits?
When the fuck did I ever say that, bro? When did I ever advocate for that? When do I even go and I don't even do that, nor do I advocate for that. What are you talking about, bro? What are you talking about? Tell me how having an obese personal trainer will benefit the industry. Let's see if he does it.
You mean the trainers who speak in absolutes and have a one-size-fits-all mentality and tells
Never said that.
Everyone that they're eating poison?
Never said that. One thing I pride myself on this podcast, I always say fit comes in all shapes and sizes. I always say that. And that shape is not obese.
You mean the trainers who are grifting people, scamming people, spreading misinformation left and right?
Don't we come on here and we talk about misinformation and people scamming all the time? Don't we talk about that all the time? Fat personal trainers are scamming.
And they think they can get away with it because they look the part? Or do you mean the trainers who say to sign up with them and look like them when they're not being completely transparent about the amount of gear that they...
Said nothing. We don't talk about gear or steroids. I'm not an advocate for that. What the fuck are you talking about, bro? I keep pausing this shit. I don't care if you got 500K followers, bro. If you have 500K followers because you promoting shit like this, fuck them followers. Fuck all of that. I keep my 30K followers and keep it real. I'm not doing this shit, bro.
Or the eating disorders that they have to look the way that they do. I've been in this industry for almost 20 years now. Believe me when I tell you, I've mentored a lot of plus size trainers who were fantastic and had amazing emotional intelligence that they knew how to apply their education directly to their client.
Good for you.
Because they themselves were going through a weight loss journey. I fired plenty of shredded trainers. Some were doing blow in the bathroom.
So you mentioned the personal trainers that you had to fire that happened to be fit, that happened to be doing cocaine. Not once did I bring up the amount of fat trainers I seen late to sessions. Not once did I bring up the amount of fat trainers I seen having clients do exercises that could have got the client hurt. Not once did I bring up fat personal trainers I seen eating Popeyes in between sessions. That's no cap.
Stop the cap.
So if you want to do anecdotal experiences, we could do that, bro. But at the end of the day, being a plus size personal trainer does not serve the industry positively. And that's a fact. And we talk about it all the time.
Some were taking off their shirts and admiring themselves in the mirror instead.
What's wrong with looking at yourself in the mirror, looking at the work that you put in? What's wrong with that? He probably was working out. He probably was done after his workout.
Of spotting their client.
And I instead of spotting their client. No, that's actually wild. That's my bad. I take that back. I don't believe you, but if that did happen, that's wild as shit.
Even caught some fat shaming potential clients on the treadmills, labeling that as prospecting.
I don't agree with that. I actually quit LA Fitness because of that. I used to work at LA Fitness back in the day, the head fitness trainer, head fitness, whatever the fuck it's called. I quit the job because they wanted me to do that. So you bringing up shit without even knowing who the fuck I am, you're not, and it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Now, don't get me wrong. I've worked with and I've managed a bunch of shredded, fantastic, humble trainers, and they wouldn't give two shits about their overweight coworkers. You know,
they definitely were in the back of their mind like, damn, he fat as hell. Trust me.
Why? Because we're all in this together. We're all helping people. There's all different people for other different people. And if you have a problem with someone and how they live their life because you wouldn't hire them or tolerate it, that's fine. You do you. But don't ever think that you're better than them because of your body. And don't ever think that this profession is just reserved for you. When people have this mindset, it makes you look like an amateur. At the end of the day, it's your emotional intelligence, your actual intelligence, applying that education, and being a well-rounded person.
Okay.
Take care, pumpkin.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And chill with that pumpkin word, because I'm going to run into you one day. Keep that same energy. But anyway.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Fellas, I know this. We're talking about fitness, so this applies to women too, but men specifically. We in an era where men do not speak the fuck up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I guarantee. I guarantee it's more women who agree with what I'm saying than the men. But the men have just become soft as hell, bro, and don't keep it real. If you advocating, I don't even know what dude looks like. He looked like he work out somewhat. If you advocating for being an obese trainer and you in the fitness industry, why don't you become a fat coach? Why don't you become a fat coach? You be a fat coach. This industry is crazy, bro, and I don't care. It could be a million and one people. They tearing me up in his comments right now. I don't give a fuck. It could be a million to one. That right there makes no sense. And he said, doesn't make you better than them. Absolutely makes me better than them. Because I'm as a trainer, like I said in the post yesterday, you a leader. You lead by example. And if they can't practice what they preach, and I'm practicing what I preach along with the education, along with the experience, along with the resume. And I don't even really like to bring out my resume like that because I don't like to brag and shit. But listen, we good over here. Also,
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And like I said, chill with that pumpkin word, bro. And I promise you, bro. And not that I'm a super tough guy. Not that I'm trying to fight anybody. I know I come off a little aggressive. I ain't trying to fight none of y'all ninjas. But I run into people who do this shit in person, the energy completely different. Watch that pumpkin word, bro. Because I ain't disrespect you one time. And I'm still debating whether I should respond to it directly on Instagram. You called me pumpkin. That shit got me hot. We don't play them games, bro. I'm a grown ass man, bro. Disagree respectfully. Don't disrespect me. Like I said, I ain't even go to your page. I could cut your ass up. I've been roasting people longer than I've been training. I'm not trying to turn this into a fucking personal training war, because that's immature as shit. But that pumpkin word got me hot. I'm tempted. Relax. And one more time.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Anyway, let's get in these comments and let's get back to the episode. And I'm killing y'all off. We might go through the comments at the end of the episode, because I know I'm going to go, this episode going to be longer than what I anticipated. I'm surprised. He usually has some good stuff to say. What's his problem? We'll never listen to anything he says after that shit. He sounds like he has unresolved past traumas. Yep. They want you to have empathy, but it ain't no crying in baseball. They got to choose results or reassurance. This dude probably likes to cry in public for attention, and I saw that video of Joey Swole crying. I had to click off. Yeah, we don't do that over here. Appreciate you, Joe. What up, Joe? Definitely not going to no fat trainer, and that's why Lizzie's down 30 pounds. What the fuck is you talking about? Listen, everything for everybody. Lizzie found me through the podcast, through this podcast. Listen, I'm not for everybody. I'm not trying to be for everybody. But if you're going to disagree with me, hit me with some real shit. You just hit me with some bitch-ass situations you had. That shit has nothing to do with what I said. Why do people not understand obese trainer would do for you? It ain't about to do nothing for you. What up, Tasha? Being a fat personal trainer is like a person who hates guns joining the military. It makes no sense. Yep. What's good, Damon? Never understood fit people defending fat habits, but are quick to bash underweight people and their eating disorders.
Dom the Monko.
Yeah, that pumpkin shit got me hot, bro. That pumpkin shit. Come on, bro. Stop playing with me, bro. Don't play. Never mind. Dude, soft as hell. Men are getting softer and not just young kids. The young kids are being raised by soy boys. Yep. I saw him before. Personal trainer Alan Roberts also had words for him in his live. Hey, Jennifer, shout out Alan Roberts. Whatever Alan said about him, can you send me that episode, Jennifer, please? You know Alan, my guy. Alan, keep it 100. That's how I know I'm not tripping, bro. Like, it's legit people out here. Alan Roberts, Joe Anderson. It's a lot of people that don't fuck with this bullshit, this fat trainer bullshit culture. Liban Rivera, what's going on? Big up, C. Marty. Happy Sunday. Yeah, pumpkin is crazy, bro. Maybe it's a white thing. You don't do that. If I walk outside and in my neighborhood and call a grown man pumpkin, we don't do that. We don't do that. Even my white friends don't play them games. The fuck is wrong with people? Pumpkin, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, he will say it on the internet, not in person. He won't. Yeah, don't be calling another grown man pumpkin, and the stupid people that are going to say you're homophobic are not even gay people. They are virtual signaling straight people. Exactly. That pumpkin is simping for overweight clients. He could simp if he want to, man. That's some whole ass shit. No cap, I don't listen to white men or women. I forgot my new sound. I should have been using this new sound the whole time. Yay, Lizzie. Good job. Exactly. I would never train with a fat trainer, no matter how much emotional intelligence he, she claims to have. And I mind you, bro, like, I've been in the industry. I ain't been in the industry 20 years, like he said, but I've been around for a minute, bro. Emotional intelligence. You know how many people I had, you know, frustrated with results, cuss me out, lazy, cuss me out. And I never once even spazzed out on them. Kept it cool, calm, emotional intelligence. This dude has no idea, man. I bet that dude wouldn't say that stuff to your face. That's why I said I always run into these dudes, bro. Always. I know a lot of people in this industry, bro. Might be equivalent to your old head saying, baby. No, it's not at all. Jenny?
How dare you?
Not the same at all. Oh, man. Anyway, man. I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's get this episode going, bro, because that right there. Like I said, we might hit the comments later in the episode. All right, we got. I always talk about American ninjas on here.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
As in American black men. But African ninjas, what are y'all doing, man?
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
He's not showing any emotional intelligence. He's straight up rude. All right, well, y'all let me know. Should I respond? Excuse me. Should I respond on Instagram and TikTok with a clip, or should I let it go? Y'all let me know, because it's gonna get ugly. It's gonna get ugly. I'm just gonna say that now. It's gonna get ugly. Anyway, African ninjas to basically telling women not to lose weight. Let's check it out. Where we at? Where this video at? Here we go.
What is your deal breaker in a relationship?
Let's say now I'm dating you and all of a sudden you start all this online weight loss. I'm not against you losing weight, but there are some parts of your body that weight loss will not get to. If the weight loss will reduce the size of the breast, don't go, and the bum bum, don't go there. No, it can be a deal breaker. I love you because of the size of the breast and bum bum.
Bombastic side eye.
So if you start losing weight and then start losing the bum bum, you are no longer looking like what I ordered.
It's not what you got.
Yeah, you understand?
Can you keep quiet?
You're not looking like I ordered you from Temu, Abi Temu. So I like it the way I ordered it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So basically, we got the African brothers here. Shout out to my African brothers. Basically saying, if she's losing weight and she's losing it in her breast and her butt, don't lose weight. These African ninjas is thirsty.
God damn!
These African ninjas is thirsty.
God damn!
You might as well throw him in the same category as old boy. I don't even remember old boy's name. I just downloaded the post. We got to stop this shit. Encouraging people to not get better. Let me take them off the screen. Encouraging people not to get better. Encouraging people to stay obese. A country where, I don't know what country they're in. I don't know if they're in America. They might be in Africa still. Africa's not a country. But anyway, one of them African countries, right? We in this culture where we keep encouraging people to stay obese, get fatter, do the thing that's comfortable, right? Do the thing that makes you feel good in the moment, right? This is not a good message. This is a message that's detrimental over time. We're at the point now where with the women's mindset toward their bodies, we trying to reel it back in, but it's probably too far gone. We going to have more obese women than fit women for the rest of time at this point. It is what it is. And yes, 100%, it's on the ladies' decisions. It's on the ladies' lifestyle. It's on the ladies' lack of activity. But fellas, y'all encourage that shit too.
Nope.
Fellas, y'all bringing y'all ladies to the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
Fellas, y'all bringing y'all ladies to the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Fellas, y'all got y'all ladies ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
It's ridiculous. So now we got American black women. I'm going to just go get an African man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's check it out one more time before I get in the comments.
What's your deal breaker in a relationship?
Listen, I'm dating you and all of a sudden you start all this online weight loss. I'm not against you losing weight. Mm-hmm. But there are some parts of your body that weight loss you not get to. If the weight loss will reduce the size of the breast, don't go and the bum bum don't.
All ninjas think about trying to get their nut on.
Go there. No, it can be a deal breaker. I loved it because of the size of the breasts and bum bum.
That's all ninjas think about.
Plastic side eye.
So if you start losing weight and then start losing the bum bum, you are no longer looking like what I ordered.
It's not what you got.
You understand?
Can you keep quiet?
You're not looking like.
God forbid you get her a little heavyweight. She want to get a little healthier. Now it's a problem.
I ordered you from Temu, Abi Temu. So I like it the way I ordered it.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this we're guy cooked. Stinks!
So far, we got white men have taken an L today. And African men have taken an L today. American black men, we haven't taken an L, but we about to take one.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
After these comments, and make sure y'all hit the like button. Oh, man. He's not showing any emotional intelligence. He's straight up rude. Oh, I think I read that. My bad. Mark Rose said, let it go. I'll let it go, bruh. Let it go. He ain't important. Just keep shining. Jenny said, please respond to him. Uh-oh.
How dare you?
And Jennifer said, respond to him. I have to think about it. I'm African. This definitely does not apply to me. African brothers got to get it together.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
African men like fat women. Coach Pope Fitness, what up? There's a reason why dude is fit. Why go back and forth with him? Oh, yeah, all right. Say less. I won't say nothing. Well, I got my response in on the podcast, so I think I'm good. Anyway, African brothers, get it together. Ladies, stop listening to that bullshit. Ladies, get fit, get in the gym, get active. Ladies, go do the High Rocks race. And you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this episode going. You see, this is why I mentioned. See, ninjas late. This is why I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. I got my race today. I had a mix in my schedule, so that's why I'm on early today, Seth. But yeah, man, like I said, black men about to take a L.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's Sunday, so I had to share one church clip. Where is that? Here you go. Okay. Okay. Oh, man. Hey, man, you got to be careful in church when you praising.
Nope.
You got to be careful in church when you shouting.
Nope.
Especially if there's a step and you stepped up to get up there and start shouting.
Nope.
That's a hard fall.
Nope.
That's a 400-pound fall.
Nope.
Fellas, y'all got to be careful.
Nope.
Don't be in church shouting like that if if you that heavy.
Nope.
Lord, we ask that you help this big back in church. We ask that you help him get to the hospital safely. We ask that you help him recover. And when he does recover, we ask that you help him get in the gym, get his membership, so the next time he fall, it won't be as hard as a fall. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Yeah, man. Hey, you got to be careful, man. When you that big, your legs go out.
My leg went out.
You got to be careful, bro. Don't be stopping at church's chicken before church.
It's Wendy's.
You can go to church, but that don't mean you go to church as chicken.
It's Burger King.
You could eat communion at church, but that don't mean you eat church as chicken.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Hey, man, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. When I was young, skinny women, girls used to bully me and call me a twig and stray dog. This was in the Mexican community. Yeah, man. See, it's at this point, it's universal. It's in every community, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got obese people in every freaking community. Encouragement in every freaking community is getting out of hand, bro. And, you know, this is what I learned. You know, I know I'm 32. I know I'm not, like, old. I know I'm not super young either. But 9 times out of 10, when you are standing on an opinion, you know, standing on business, standing on something that's not the norm, you're probably right. And I understand at the end of the day, leaders have to lead by example. So if I'm sitting here saying a trainer has to lead by example and people got a problem with it, I know I'm right. Step your game up, trainers. Stop bitching. Respect. Not many people will host a podcast on the same day as their competition. Well, Jenny, I got a certain standard for myself, and I'm going to hold myself to that standard. I told myself I'm going to do this podcast on the same days, whether I'm out of town, whether I'm here at home, whether I'm in another studio, it don't matter. The podcast getting done. I had the same approach to my fitness, the same approach to my business, same approach to being a son, same approach to relationships, same approach to being a friend. It is a standard. I don't try to slack nowhere in my life. And if I am slacking somewhere in my life, I'm doing everything I can do to increase, to get better. All this take me as I am bullshit. That's why dating fucked up. That's why fitness fucked up. That's why I don't even want to get into all of it. But that's why shit is fucked up now. Because just take me as I am. Nobody want to improve on shit. Nobody want to recognize where they're wrong. Hey, acknowledge this. Oh, I got to get better here. Oh, I got to improve this. This has to change. Oh, I need to get this out of my life. Nobody wants to do that shit. That's why the world fucked up now. Because you got people with 500,000 followers preaching that bullshit. Let me get back to the podcast before I go on the tangent. Because I could do a whole hour on that. On his bitch ass. See, Marty, have you ever heard something called Gavage? It's a practice in marijuana. Sorry, my text is small. Mauritania in West Africa, where the girls are intentionally force-fed to make them fat. Never heard of it. Sounds crazy, though. The shoe did pop off. Normalize people not weighing the same as livestock.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Their legs did go out, Jenny.
My leg went out.
And his back was pregnant.
My back pregnant.
And the shoe came off of them thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Shoe flew off like Patti LaBelle. The cheeseburger sound is funny. I wonder who voice that is. Yep, chef, that's Stone Cold Steve Austin, the legendary wrestler. Grew up one of my favorite wrestlers growing up. Yep. All right, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all, man. Let's keep this thing going. Dom DeMarco. We got your favorite guy doing an ice cream review.
No Diddy, you know?
Oh, man. Let's check it out, man.
Well, we got 1,000 Big Macs on live right now.
Before he starts the food review, look at this, man. He has 1,000 live viewers. Not 1,000 views on the video. 1,000 live viewers watching him try food. This is his page. He's a food critic. I guess you call it, yeah, food critic. This is what he does. We got people watching folks get fatter, eat trash food. So you know they doing it too. So just understand that when you're doing what I do, not saying y'all got to make a podcast, but when you are health conscious and trying to encourage other people to do it, you're going to get the backlash. When you try to hold people to a higher standard, you're going to get the backlash because people like to see this type of bullshit.
Looking at me do this review. So we gonna see what is hidden for. Why are they all saying made with real ice cream? What else is they gonna be made with? It's an ice cream sandwich.
Woo, that's crispy.
Oh my God. Her first bite.
First of all, pause.
No Diddy, you know?
It just tastes like caramel.
First of all,
that's past course, man.
This is the world we live in, man. 1,000 people watching this Bama try ice cream. No wonder people don't fuck with me. Most of the world wants to be fat. Most of the world does not want to be fit. Most of the world does not want to raise themselves to a higher standard. It's crazy. All that smacking, I'm about to lose it. Yeah, just smacking, eating sloppy, built sloppy.
Nope.
No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
Shirt probably dirty.
No Diddy, you know.
How does Chris not have 1K live views? Hey, listen, Jenny, it's cool. It's not even about the views. I'm going to find my audience. I'm going to find the people that gravitate towards my content. I ain't tripping off of that. I'm not tripping off of that. But yeah, let's keep it going because I ain't going to be here too long. Like I said, I got the race today. So we got another video of him. His mama didn't teach him how to chew with his mouth closed. Not at all. Pandering and coddling to people's feelings got people brainwashed and programmed for self-destruction. Yep. Dom DeMarco. And it's crazy because, like, you know, like I said, I grew up playing sports. None of my coaches did that shit. And my mom ain't do that shit. And my dad ain't do that shit. So, I mean, I just didn't grow up like that, bro. Like, get mad at my parents. I just sent it. Thank you, Jennifer. Big ninjas always eat like that. Tore the box open. Ripped the packet open. Lips tooted out while eating, smacking.
No Diddy, you know?
You know what that is.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Well, they're not going to like that from me either. All right. And he's trying the Chick-fil-A lemonade. And we're going to take a look at the calories on this lemonade he's trying. Let's check it out.
It's summertime. Your back is big. I know you're going to want something to drink. So I went to Chick-fil-A so that I can.
Acknowledging the back is big, but telling them how to get their back bigger is insane.
Try the drinks that they have for the summertime. This is the pineapple dragon fruit lemonade. This is the pineapple dragon fruit Sunjoy. Pineapple dragon fruit iced tea. I'm a little skeptical about that one. I can't even lie to you. And then this one here is the pineapple dragon fruit frosted whatchacallit. Frosted Lemonade.
So the dragon fruit iced tea, I brought it up here. Before we continue the video, let's take a look at this. 1 second while I get my screen right. Pineapple dragon fruit lemonade. Let's zoom in a little bit. The lemonade alone, 360 calories. And that's on top of your meal. You know you're eating at least 700, 800 at Chick-fil-A in one meal. So add that 360 on. We add 1,000 calories.
Big back activity.
We add 1,000 calories in one meal.
Big back activity.
And you know you're getting fast food more than one time a week.
Big back activity.
You know you going there after work, you pulling up to the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
360 calories. It does have 7 grams of protein in it. That ain't shit. That ain't shit. And then here we go. 70 grams of carbs. Not to mention, you know you got the waffle fries from Chick-fil-A. You know you got that big back-ass crispy chicken.
Ooh, that's crispy!
Whether that's the nuggets, the tenders, or the chicken sandwich.
Ooh, that's crispy!
But y'all want to blame this shit on racism.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Y'all want to blame the white man for y'all weight gain.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Let's continue.
So, let's rate them 1 out of 10. Here we go.
We're not going to watch this whole video.
Yeah, Lord. Ooh. Yeah, Lord. The second one. Her. Seven. The iced tea. Even though I like unsweet tea, but hold on.
No diddy, you know?
That's fire. A seven. Nah. I get it's a six. And then the frosted one. Bye, y'all.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
No diddy, you know? No diddy, you know.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive pause, man.
My back pregnant.
No diddy, you know.
Boy, ain't no way, boy. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
No diddy, you know?
All right, can y'all hear me? Yeah, y'all can hear me now. All right, I don't know what happened to my muted, my thing. Let me go back to the comments. Sorry about that, man.
Nope.
See, they tapping my stream because I'm spitting facts. Yeah, it's working now. They tapping my stream because I'm on here spitting too many facts. He looked like his wrestling name would be Dragon Fruit. And I was telling you, SAG, I don't know if you heard it. I got my High Rocks today because I mixed up my schedule. I thought it was yesterday. But Big Mac used to be an insult. Now it's a brand. Liquid Diabetes because he won his back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
He's definitely a pumpkin. And those drinks definitely don't have fruit in them. So, yeah, simple syrup is crazy. Lord, forgive me for what I just said when he said, like, unsweet tea. Hey, don't get me canceled today, brother.
No diddy, you know.
And don't get arrested today, brother. Stop tasting yourself. Hey, all right, you're out of here, brother. Yep.
Strike three, you're out.
You're arrested, buddy. Get out of here, Seth. Oh, my bad. I'm muted again. Hold up. Y'all can hear me now. Okay, all right. That sweet tea ninja that muted Chris.
Let him.
Big Back's tapping the stream. They messing with us, man. They messing us for putting out that good word. Them drinks got different fire dyes, which cause cancer. Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, man, killing y'all on this episode, man. Hit the like button. We got Big Backs are great tenants for apartment owners.
What?
Let's check out why. Yeah. Tasting yourself is crazy. Yeah. I mean, that's just insane. Insane, bruh. Let's check it out, man.
Big Backs get evicted at a much lower rate than their skinnier counterparts. Since 2019, me and my property management team have tracked almost every single metric that you can track on a human before you rented them. And we have found that obese, super obese, and morbidly obese people are the best tenants you can have. And this is why. One, they're not very mobile. They're literally not leaving. So the probability of them moving to a different property or out of state is...
So this is why I played this. We always tell y'all Big Back is big business. So not just in the food industry is it big business. Now it's in the real estate business. They banking on y'all to keep that money coming in.
It's very low, which means lower turnover, which means higher profit.
So of course they're going to continue to encourage you to keep that back big.
Big Back activity.
Even if it's personal training.
Two, the probability of them being on disability or additional government support is very, very high, which means that it's a higher income per property that we rent to them. The only downside to renting to the people of the food is that they have a significantly shorter shelf life in our properties. Over 63% of the deaths in my portfolio have come from the super obese. So if you have two qualified...
But I thought they were healthy.
Tenants, go with the bigger one. You'll thank me later.
The more we do this podcast, the more it just comes out that I'm speaking facts. And even with the guy earlier who I was criticizing, you got to be careful with people like that. He could be encouraging this shit to get more clientele. And he could be encouraging this shit to look better than Big Back personal trainer. But anyway, no audio again? What the fuck? My audio out? Oh, okay. No, my audio here, Hampton. Okay, all right, we good. Yeah, but if those Big Backs are not washing their asses and the whole apartment smells of chunk funk, they're going to evict them anyway for smelling up the place. They can't leave their space and they're happy about it. Sad. People love the food is crazy. I'm about to start using that. This guy's slimy. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Hey, man, he just speaking the facts, Jenny. That's all. All right, we got one more video. Then I got to get off of here and get ready. It's 1:00. I'm going to have to keep it moving. We got one more video. This guy was doing a lot in the gym, man. I think, you know, I'm cool with you being passionate about lifting weights. I'm cool with you being excited, being into it. But it's no need to act like this.
Fucking go! I'm back in!
Let's fucking go!
Fucking go, bro!
No, that's crazy.
Let me go, bro.
It's there, bro. Come on.
Come on, man.
All you gotta do is work hard. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I will say I respect the passion. But, brother, you doing a lot. You do that at my gym, they kicking you out the gym. You do that at my gym, somebody might press you out. You do that at my gym, we're going to put you all over social media. You do that at my gym, you're going to be on this podcast every week. That shit right there was crazy, man. Dirty belly button is crazy. When they move, it's going to cost to move. It's going to cost to move. When they move, it's going to cost them. I guess you're saying the apartment's going to have to pay to move them. What the fuck is he on? It's unclear. Anyone ever seen the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Remember his mom was so big they had to burn down the house when she passed? I didn't see that one. Mark Rose, he might be injecting himself. Clean your damn face, yes. Lay off the trend testosterone and gear. You raging real bad. Juicing is one hell of a drug. His brain gonna burst. He too old for that shit. Costing the clean. I think I knew what you meant. Laughing like a moron on track at these bozos. Yeah. Yeah, he, you know what we could tell him.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You know what we could tell him, man. Hey, listen, I'm killing y'all on this episode. So, look. I know I gotta go. You know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Real quick before I go, let's check out the comments. You know they killing me in the comments, bro. You know they killing me in the comments. Let's check out the comments, man. Where am I drawing at? Here we go. Let's check it out. You know they killing me in the comments, bro. Let's see what they say. Let's see. I address scammers on my page frequently and hold them accountable. You took my post out of context. No, where's the original one? Here it is. Oh, here we go. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. If you want to hire an obese personal trainer, no one's stopping you. If you want to be an obese personal trainer, no one is stopping you. But personal trainers are leaders, and leaders should lead by example. Hope y'all have a great day.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
In an industry where we are, get your grammar right, ninja. In an industry where we are life changers and we are held to a particular standard, and if that means being in shape and not labeling yourself as a fat personal trainer, then that's not toxic. And then give some anecdotal material about trainers eating Five Guys Popeyes. So it would seem to me that between knowledge and looks, you're certainly favoring looks. What the f- Me saying Popeyes, Five Guys, French fries is not anecdotal experience. That's literally me just making an example of people eating poorly to get the body composition that they have. You're making the assumption someone who looks a certain way isn't as educated or capable as others. What are you? Okay, bro. The big boy personal trainer at my gym is low-key the best trainer, the best lifter in the entire place. I know a lot of power lifters that are out of shape. It doesn't mean that they're great weight loss coaches. The fuck y'all talking about, bro? Yes, there's a lot of power lifters that's strong as shit, bro. Like, what the hell? Let's see if I'm getting any good comments in here. The lawyer thing is wild. In order to be a lawyer, you have to pass the local bar exam. Never said trainers shouldn't pass an exam. Yeah, they killing me in the comments, man. And half of these people don't even have a profile picture, so all of y'all could.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
What the fuck are you talking about? Let's see y'all followings. Matter of fact, let's go to people's page. She got a blue check. She actually might be solid. Oh, is this her husband? Because is this the same guy? That might be her husband. Hold on, let me see. Oh, shit, my fault. Oh, no, nah, maybe it's not her husband. She don't look good, though. We only care what the baddies got to say. As a personal trainer who's been 30% body fat and down as low to 10% body fat, being lean after losing 70 pounds and actually learning firsthand how to lose body fat and maintain it definitely made me a better coach, despite having all the theoretical knowledge Nothing compared to actually experiencing it firsthand. Okay, he agreed.
Dom DeMarco,
we'll go ahead and like that. You can understand fitness while having body fat. A doctor might understand health, but still have diabetes, high cholesterol, or smoke. That makes it okay? Okay. Let's check out her page. Nothing. Thor the Bunny, we don't want to hear what you're talking about. Anyway, I killed y'all on this episode, and I got the High Rocks race today.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Holding myself accountable, even though these fat-ass personal trainers don't.
Big back activity.
Even though these fat-ass personal trainer fitness influencers don't.
Big back activity.
Everybody in my comments talking, in them comments talking shit, ain't fit.
Big back activity.
They ain't fitter than me.
Big back activity.
They training resume ain't better than mine.
Big back activity.
They don't have a fitness podcast better than this.
Big back activity.
And I can continue, but I'm going to keep it fitness. Not trying to be cocky. Let me shut up now. I bet his wife be kicking him out the house. Like, you ain't about to be in my house doing all that hollering. Go do some deadlifts or something. Big facts. Definitely off the pills. A lot of nonsense in that comment section. I'll hire a PT who looks like a PT. Yep. If you're an overweight trainer, don't watch the podcast because you will get triggered, period. First row on Shorty's IG is her doing pole dancing. All I need to see. Some powerlifters can't even run the block. Oh, facts. Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Fire episode today, man. Real talk.
Dom DeMarco.
Let me go get ready, get my mind right. Shit about to be fun. About to get some content. And, hey, go ahead and follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, which you watching right now. Subscribe to the YouTube page, share it with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts if you want to hear the audio form. And you know how it go. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. I never got why fit people defend fat people. There's a reason they chose to be fat. Vlog the whole thing, bro. I'm going to try to get as much as I can, bro. I'm definitely going to try to get as much as I can. And if you want to be a fat personal trainer, if you want to hire a fat personal trainer, I ain't stopping you, but don't watch the podcast. And I'm going to update y'all on Wednesday, 9:00 Eastern. Might have to be 9:30, might have to be 10. Yeah, might have to be a little later, but y'all going to see the notification anyway. I'm going to try to set up the link early so that way y'all know when I'm switching the time. If you can't take a big back joke, don't watch the podcast. Exactly. All right, man. See y'all Wednesday. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Sorry for the change in schedule, but it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got it to go. Catch y'all Wednesday. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.
Dom DeMarco.